We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 44 degrees. Police used tear gas as hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside police headquarters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Monday night. The group was angry over the police killing of an African-American man. Fox's Mike Tobin reports police quickly released body cam footage of that killing.
The narrative on it is that police made a traffic stop of Dante Wright because he had expired tags. When they checked out his ID, they discovered he had an outstanding warrant for possessing a pistol without a permit. When they notified him that he was going to be arrested, he resisted arrest. He attempted to climb back into his vehicle. And that, according to the chief of police, is when the officer made the tragic mistake of pulling her sidearm when she thought she was pulling a taser.
From what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Wright.
Now, Dante Wright died shortly after being shot. His mother said she doesn't want people out here rioting in the streets. What she wants is to get her baby back.
The Minneapolis area is already on edge because of the current trial of the police officer charged with the murder of George Floyd. A student is dead and a police officer wounded after the student allegedly opened fire on officers at Austin East Magnet High School in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says,
upon arrival, officers located the individual in the school in a restroom. They ordered him out, but he refused to comply. As officers entered the space, the subject reportedly fired shots, striking an officer. One officer returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene.
The officer was shot at least once in the upper leg. No one else was hurt. It's still not known why the student had a gun at the school. A former Kansas mayor who resigned abruptly before being charged with making fake tickets to attend a zoo fundraiser has entered into a diversion agreement with prosecutors.
Former Goddard Mayor Jamie Bloombaugh signed his diversion packet in court Monday. Sedgwick County DA Mark Bennett said in a written statement that under the agreement, Bluebaugh must follow the law, perform 50 hours of community service, and pay $980 in restitution plus other costs. Prosecutors charged Bloombaugh and his wife Elizabeth each with one misdemeanor count of counterfeiting in August. His wife was granted diversion in December. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
7,500 fans showed up for the inauguration of Wichita's new $90 million Riverfront Stadium Saturday as the Wichita State baseball team played Houston. The pandemic has kept the stadium idle for the first year after its construction. KNSS News asked Mayor Brandon Whipple if there was any concern about COVID-19 with such a large gathering.
The people who were in charge of really the crowd had folks wearing masks until they got to their seats, so most folks had their masks on, and it was completely open air.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Republicans and Democrats are trying to find common ground on an ambitious infrastructure proposal from President Biden.
For more than an hour and a half, President Biden met with a bipartisan, bicameral group of lawmakers.
A lot of us want to do better this year on infrastructure than we have before.
Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker says he agrees with investments in roads, bridges, airports, and expanding broadband, but disagrees on other elements of the president's infrastructure plan.
I think we made a good many points. There's a lot of space between us also.
President Biden says he's open to negotiating the scope of an infrastructure package as well as ways to pay for those investments. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on this Tuesday, April 13th. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, the traffic volumes really haven't started to pick up out there. And really, the only slowdown that we're going to be warning you about this morning, southbound on I-135. So as you're headed towards Wichita, you still got that road construction up there by 53rd Street North that goes down to K-96. So the speed limit, 50 miles per hour on that stretch of I-135 there. And they've actually narrowed the lanes a bit, too. So got some width restrictions there. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the 40s across south-central Kansas overnight. And as clouds move in today, that will keep our temperature running below normal yet again with a high 61. Clear overnight, our low near 40. Sunny and cool again tomorrow with a high 59, with rain moving our way late Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we have a north wind at 7 miles per hour, 44 degrees. Steve, 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio, Wichita's number one talk. Lots of ways to listen. Jed, what are the ways? Was there, there's Odyssey too? Is that the way you do it too? Or just radio.com. Is that the only way? Okay, thanks. Partly sunny to breezy day with yesterday across south central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was 60 degrees. Normal high 67. So a little bit cooler than normal
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, a little cooler.
On this date in 1970, Apollo 13, four-fifths of the way to the moon, crippled when a tank containing liquid oxygen burst. The astronauts managed to return safely. I knew nothing about this, frankly, or don't remember knowing about it until Ron Howard's movie came out, Apollo 13. Maybe I knew something about it, but I didn't know how extensive and how dangerous it was that those guys were almost trapped out there. Jad, what do you got? You got something for me?
I was just going to say that there is no radio.com. It is Odyssey, okay. The Odyssey app.
See, I have my old copy here, and I knew it was out of date. So.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It is the Odyssey app.
It's just Odyssey
app.
You need
to change that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a little tardy on that.
Although if you already had downloaded the radio.com app, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it automatically changes. All right.
It is now on your phone, the Odyssey app, when it updated. So
very good. Now we're app to date.
Very good.
Give me that look. Virginia's attorney general has asked a small police department to release personnel records of two officers accused of pepper spraying and pointing their guns at a black Army lieutenant during a traffic stop. Boy, has this thing gone viral. Mark Herring's office said yesterday that he's deeply concerned about the traffic stop, believes the officer's conduct was dangerous, unnecessary, unacceptable, and avoidable. Herring's office asked the Windsor Police Department to release records involving use of force over the past 10 years. Oh, their attorney general in Virginia wants to know a lot about that police department. He wants access to complaints against the department that involve traffic stops, use of force, and treatment on the basis of race, color, and or national origin. Herring's request is the latest development arising from a federal lawsuit filed recently by U.S. Army Second Lieutenant Caron Nazario against the officers. Clips of the December incident have drawn national attention in recent days and prompted Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to request an investigation by state police. Nazario, who is black and Latino, was not charged with any crime after the traffic stop. We were talking about this, what, yesterday, the day before? This thing went viral. Apparently, if you're dressed in army fatigues, that's not enough. So it set off a whole investigation. The attorney general of Virginia wants to have some answers to this thing. Now, it's a very sensitive time for this kind of stuff. It certainly is.
Coming up on 6:15 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS, taking a look at the report, yesterday's report from the Sedgwick County Health Department on the COVID-19 update. Sedgwick County now, we have had 46,086 COVID cases reported, and that was up 0.30, 0.3% from Friday to yesterday. 587 deaths in the county. I think that's pretty well stabilized, has it, Ted? Hadn't gone up a lot, anyway. Vaccination appointments now open for all people age 16 right. and older. I know that. Mm-hmm. And Ted, let's go ahead.
Later this week, you probably have your second shot
yeah,
coming
Thursday.
Up,
don't you? Oh, you still haven't got your second one. Okay.
Yeah. I got mine yesterday.
You got yours yesterday. Mm-hmm. Does your arm hurt yet?
No, I had zero.
Really? Yeah. Nothing yet, huh?
Good.
That's
yeah.
good. Some people have had a little reaction.
Some yeah, some people just none. Sail right through that second shot, and I know some have had the day after be kind of rough.
The total doses now given by the Sedgwick County Health Department, 168,869, almost 169,000. And clinics are open. Go get them. The shots are there if that's what you want to do. We've made our decision, I think, of us three. We pretty much made our decision. We got the shots. I got the shots. My wife got the shots. Your mom was vaccinated as well, right, Ted?
So yep, she's got them both.
Yeah. Trying to get back to normal.
We're trying.
The ballpark, and you were there Saturday, and any spacing?
Yeah, I was at the big super spreader event on Saturday.
Was that a super spreader? I mean, any spacing at all or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay, so the rules.
There were 7,500 people in the same place. There was no spacing.
Maybe an inch or two. Not much spacing available there. All right. And you told me this. You said the seating was pretty comfortable.
I liked the leg room with the seating, yes, which sometimes you get a new place that's built and you're like, well, Interest Bank Arena isn't that spacious. Let me put it that way. But I've sure liked the baseball stadium leg room.
You've been to the old ballpark. You've been to Fenway, haven't you?
Yeah.
Isn't Fenway known for having some very small seats?
Well, it's, yeah. People were smaller back in 1913 when they built that thing.
The 19th century seats.
Yeah, it's not quite.
Bad Americans today are just a little tiny bit larger than they were then, I guess. Huh?
But I was struck when Tulsa built its new stadium, and I went down there. I was like, man, this legroom is great. I hope Wichita, whenever we get a new stadium, we do it right. And I think we did it right.
How old is that stadium in Tulsa now?
Oh, probably about 10, 12 years, maybe.
Pretty nice, but I'll bet it is.
It's really nice, and ours is really nice now.
Okay, we are right there. And now we just got to get the surge in town and get to playing baseball.
We're a month away.
Oh, man. I'm ready to go. Coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And we do have a softball game here to watch in Wichita today. The 20th-ranked Shockers hosting Kansas City. That game will be at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Wilkins Stadium. Shocker softball team is now 28-5. They're on a 9-game winning streak, and this will wrap up a 5-game homestand. Your chance to see a top 20 team, the Shockers, in action in softball today. The Wichita State men's golf team down in Houston at the Bearcat Invitational, and Wichita State junior Marcus Walkner is in first place after the first two rounds. He shot back-to-back 70s yesterday. Nice job. 2 under par in each round. He's got a 1-stroke lead heading into the final round today as the Shocker men's golf team wraps up play in Houston. Some more JUCO softball action yesterday. Butler Community College goes out to Dodge City and sweeps the Conquistadors, winning 15-0 and 7-0. The Butler softball team, undefeated on the road. They now have a 27-game winning streak, and they are ranked 4th in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah, good stuff. A former NFL coach is now facing jail time for his role in a near-fatal car accident prior to the Super Bowl.
The Jackson County Prosecutor's Office in Missouri charging Britt Reed with felony driving while intoxicated. This in connection to the February 4th crash where the former Kansas City Chiefs linebackers coach had slammed into a disabled vehicle and another vehicle assisting them at nearly 84 miles per hour in a 65 zone. That crash left a 5-year-old girl in critical condition with a permanent brain injury. Reed had told officers on the scene that he had 2 or 3 drinks that night, as well as prescribed Adderall. Officials Monday revealing his blood alcohol content was .113. The son of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid now faces up to 7 years in prison if convicted. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Kansas City Royals started off a 10-game homestand, but it was the first-place Los Angeles Angels that provided most of the excitement. A 10-3 win over the Royals.
Yeah.
Royals were not sharp. They made three errors in the field, and the bullpen was not good. Getting the Angels outscored the Royals 6-0 in the final three innings. The Royals and the Angels go at it again tonight. Coverage of the Royals begins at 6:30 this evening. That's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. In men's basketball news, Steve Eck stepping down as head coach at Hutchinson Community College after 12 years at the helm. He is Hutchinson's all-time winningest coach, and of course that included a national championship 4 years ago. And Hutch is in the national tournament again this year, which of course is hosted in Hutchinson. But as soon as this season is over, Steve Eck will be done as the head coach at Hutchinson Community College. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers going to Dallas, beat the Mavericks 113-95, starting at center for Philly. Joel Embiid, the former Kansas Jayhawk, 36 points. He was 14 of 15 at the free throw line. The Philadelphia 76ers are the number one team in the Eastern Conference, and they're coming off back-to-back wins. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Royals center fielder Lorenzo Cain is 35 today. A huge key acquisition for the Royals when they traded away pitcher Zach Greinke to the Milwaukee Brewers. One of the guys they got in exchange was Lorenzo Cain, who became a fixture in center field for the Royals and, of course, helped lead them to a World Series championship
in
2015.
Right.
Former Royals, he's back with the Brewers now, by the way. Former Royals center fielder Lorenzo Cain, it's his birthday. He's 35 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Do you plan out your meals for the week or decide what's for dinner just before dinner time?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Dr. Gupta, yep. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.